Sun on the Strip, and I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer at the Las Vegas Sun, here to get you caught up on all the news and fun this week from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. It's all about world-famous food this week, as what is likely the biggest celebrity chef and culinary event of the year returns to the Strip this weekend. I'm talking about Vegas Uncorked, taking place May 9th through 12th. At the Cosmopolitan, the Cromwell, the Venetian, Caesar's Palace, Aria, Wynn, the Park, Paris, Mandalay Bay, the Nomad at Park MGM, and even the Mob Museum downtown. Bruce Bromberg, Christina Tosi, Giada De Laurentiis, Gordon Ramsay, Guy Fieri, Guy Savoy, Jean-Georges Van Gerichten, Julian Serrano, Lorena Garcia, Masaharu Morimoto, Michael Mina, Nobu Matsuhisa, and Roy Choi are just some of the participating chefs. Can you believe that I just said that list and didn't say anybody's name wrong? I don't think I did. Maybe I did. Here with me today to talk all about it is Genevieve Durano, deputy editor at Las Vegas Weekly Magazine and manager of the weekly's absolutely essential food and drink section. Thanks so much, Genevieve, for doing this with me.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been, covering the Vegas food scene now?
It's probably close to about 7 years now, starting with a couple of other publications in town.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of keeping an eye on what's going on culinary food-wise.
It's a pretty exciting place to do it, that's for sure. And you're kind of the new person at Las Vegas Weekly.
That's right. I've only been here about a month.
Oh, really? I thought it was longer than that.
Oh, it's about a month.
I'm just so used to seeing you around town.
Right.
That it seems like you've been part of the team for longer, but we are very happy that you're hanging around and doing all this food stuff. Especially I'm happy that you're doing the food stuff. It's so important. It's such a big part of the Las Vegas experience right now.
Oh, definitely.
So you're an Uncorked veteran also, like me. You've been to this thing at least a few years, I'm sure. Is there and you wrote a bunch of stuff about it for Las Vegas Weekly, the current issue. Is there a particular event or happening at this year's Uncorked that you are looking forward to most?
The event I'm probably looking forward to the most, it's new this year. It's the Nomad Under the Stars dinner hosted by Will Guidara, who is the restaurateur behind Nomad Hotel and bar, and I'm really excited about that because the way he described it is it's kind of a sort of moving culinary experience where you're kind of walking around the area and the pool. I'm not really sure what they're going to serve, but I'm sure it will be fantastic. That's one event that I'm looking forward to. And I know a lot of these events, there are 25 events for Uncorked this year, which is a lot.
It's really big lineup.
Right, it's over 4 days, so it can be quite exhausting. And a lot of the individual events have sold out. But one of the other ones I'm looking forward to is Christina Tosi, who is also here for the first time.
Mm.
She will be making her famous milk bar truffles and serving brunch after and champagne. So that will be fun.
Champagne and truffles. No
right.
Better combination than that.
Exactly.
You got to talk to... Will, it's his first Uncorked experience too, as that's one of the newer fine dining destinations on the Strip. Was he pretty excited about doing this event, or apprehensive at all, or what was his?
Oh, he was really excited. He had never been to an Uncorked event, so in a way, he doesn't really know what to expect. All he knows is it's going to be a very fun weekend of, you know, socializing and meeting all these amazing chefs. One of the things he mentioned was the community, the culinary community in Las Vegas, and how supportive it is of the people here. And he was really, really happy to be part of that, especially, you know, it's only been a few months since they opened Nomad, but he's really happy to be part of that community.
Mm. Yeah, I think one of my favorite things about Uncorked is just watching these really well-known chefs and restaurant folks interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. It's turned into this big, fun party for them as much as it is the people that pay for tickets for these events, because they don't get to see each other very much. A lot of them are friends, but they don't necessarily get to interact very much, and they certainly don't get to see each other in Las Vegas all the time. So Uncorked has become kind of this big weekend where everybody gets together, and I know they spend a lot of time doing other things besides the things that we're seeing them do at these events.
Right.
Yeah, I've been going for years. Another thing that I really love is during the Grand Tasting, which is kind of the core event, the big Friday night event at the pool at Caesar's Palace. Before that thing starts and after it's over, you can almost always see a bunch of celebrity chefs and industry people that work in Vegas and media people like us hanging out at the bar at Rao's at Caesar's Palace, which just overlooks the pool where they do everything. And a lot of times, in fact, when they're doing like the red carpet part of the event, they have to go grab these chefs. They're hanging out at the patio, drinking mm-hmm. champagne and having a great time. And they have to go, get over here. Come on, it's time to do the work. But they're having too much fun.
Right.
So that, just some of that interaction is so cool to see.
You can really incredibly fun event. I did not realize. Well, it seemed like it's crowded every year, but I was doing a little research on how many people actually go to the Grand Tasting. And they said about 2,500 people, which I can now believe because that event is jam-packed with people and amazing food.
It gets pretty packed, too. People ask me if these Uncorked events, locals especially, you know, is it worth it to pay hundreds of dollars to go to these special dinners and things like that? And I guess it depends how big of a fan you are of a certain chef or whatever. But the Grand Tasting, to me, is totally worth it. And especially, I would say, if you can do the early bird thing and get in there the hour before kind of everybody gets in there, because once that crowd is all in there, it gets pretty packed and pretty crazy.
Right. And I'm really glad they've moved it further into the year. It used to be April when it was really windy. Hopefully we'll get some pretty calm, you know, winds this Saturday night or Friday night. Is it Friday or Saturday?
Friday. I think looks like we're going to get some weather on Thursday this week, so hopefully it blows out before the Grand Tasting. A lot of people don't realize how Vegas Uncorked actually comes together. This is the 13th year of Vegas Uncorked, and it's really a partnership between Bon Appetit magazine and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitor Authority that kind of wrangles everything together, in addition to the resorts that participate, and that's how they get that different lineup of chefs, restaurants, and events every year. So you see a lot of these similar kind of foodie weekends happening in other cities that have famous restaurant and TV people, but Vegas Uncorked has the most stars because Vegas has the most stars. So when you go to the Escape to Italy dinner at Giada or the My Favorite Things dinner at Gordon Ramsay's pub, you get to eat the food, but you also get to really interact with these huge stars of the culinary world. Both of those events, by the way, are sold out. One really cool event that still has tickets available as of recording this show on Tuesday afternoon is on Saturday, the 11th, Picnic at the Park, which is back for its third year. They have a bunch of MGM Resort chefs like Roy Choi and Michael Mina and Susan Feniger from Border Grill. They're each creating special dishes to sample, and there's plenty of craft cocktails there, too. I got to go to that event last year, and I had a ton of fun, and the weather was great. That's kind of like my new, this is the beginning of summer event when I get to go to Picnic in the Park.
One of the things I like about Uncork in the past few years I've attended are kind of like the master classes where you're in this small room with Nobu, and he shows you how to slice sushi or something like that. It's very cool. I mean, if you're a huge fan, it's definitely worth it. One of the events this year I'm hoping to attend is the Perfect Peking Duck and Other Secrets of Chinese Cooking at Wynn Las Vegas. I think Chef Ming Yu, this is his first year attending or doing the event. It's just kind of cool to be able to get sort of a hands-on look at how a lot of these kitchens create these dishes that you come back for over and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're kind of food nerds, so like getting into the kitchen of these famous restaurants is pretty cool for us. But to be there and actually be doing stuff and to learn from these really masters of their craft is a pretty amazing experience. You at Las Vegas Weekly, I think you guys write more about the local restaurant scene, mm-hmm. but you definitely dabble in the strip stuff also. Mm-hmm. But for you, just as a food writer and just as a regular diner, what's the more exciting aspect of the Vegas restaurant scene, do you think? Is it the off-strip stuff, or is it this, you know, big money celebrity chef stuff?
I think it's a combination of both. There are so, like, if you just go to different neighborhoods, for example, I live in Henderson. There are a lot of things happening there. But you go to Chinatown, there are a lot of cool things happening there too. But if you follow a certain sort of celebrity chef, it's kind of neat to like go to their restaurant on the strip and, you know, enjoy that too. Mm. So I think it's a combination of both. Me personally, I really like going to different neighborhoods and just seeing what's happening there. So not to say that I don't go on the strip or anything like that, but I think it's a combination of both.
I think it all bleeds together now. There's so much stuff off the strip that's happening that I don't think, maybe it just doesn't make sense to look at it the same way, mm-hmm. you know, especially for us when we're deciding, like, do we want to write about a neighborhood restaurant or do we want to write about a big casino restaurant? You know, is our readership more local? Is it more for tourists? Mm-hmm. I think everybody's kind of interested in everything at this point. Tourists are certainly more interested in getting off the strip and seeing like a more authentic Vegas than they ever have been before. And I think that locals are spending more time on the strip than they have in the past. And we've talked about that on this show with, you know, hockey being such a big draw, getting locals to the strip. So I think it's all one big scene now, maybe more than it has been in the past.
I agree, despite the parking fee on the strip. you know, locals still want to go and, say, go to Italy and try that out because it's new. The Palms, there's no parking fee there, but there are a lot of restaurants happening at the Palms right now. And, you know, you still have your big celebrity chef. You've got Shark in there. So a lot of people are curious about that. So I think for the weekly, we try to do a good balance between what's happening in the neighborhoods, like off-strip, and also what's happening on the strip. Because you can't ignore one or the other. You know, you have to have a good balance between both. Mm.
You mentioned Shark. That is the one restaurant that I want to go to most right now.
Oh, really?
By Bobby Flay. It's his first kind of fish restaurant, as he calls it, at the Palms. So I'm putting you on the spot. That's my pick. What is the one new restaurant? Doesn't have to be on the strip, doesn't it? Can be anywhere around Vegas. What's the one new restaurant that you haven't been to yet that you're most excited about?
I am very excited about Hatsumi by Dan Cromer. It's his first restaurant, and he's opening two in the Ferguson's motel. I'm very excited about that, just because he's one of the most well-known local chefs right now. So I think that has its soft opening this month, and it should be open for everybody very soon.
Yeah, that's a good pick too. Since there are so many food and beverage industry people in town this weekend for Uncorked, there's other events going on too. Wagyu Mafia, which is a pop-up event series that was started by some guys that used to be in the beef exporting business. It's doing a two-day thing, May 10th and 11th at L'Atelier at MGM Grand. They're basically turning that fine dining restaurant into this crazy butcher counter, serving various preparations of the rare and expensive Ozaki beef from Japan. The tickets for that event are $450.
Yikes.
That's incredible. That better be some good beef. And then Christina Tosi, who you mentioned already, creator of Milk Bar, mm-hmm. is doing a book signing right before her Uncorked event. That's at 3:30. The book signing is at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday mm-hmm. at the Chandelier at Cosmopolitan. A couple of other notable food events coming up at the park. The Back of House Brawl.
That's right. That's on May 18.
Yeah, that's the very fun, kind of wild and crazy local chef competition series. It's doing its full, I guess, season this year at the park. The next one is May 18th, and it features chefs Joseph Moscone and Joe Cadena versus Scott Green and Pawan Pinicetti. If you want to hang out with, like, the local industry cool kids, this is definitely the night to do it. The info for that event is at bohbrawl.com. You've probably been. Have you judged one of those before?
I have not.
You haven't.
I can honestly tell you it's really hard for me to get to back of the house brawl because it is so late.
It's super early.
It's way past my bedtime, and I really try to rally and go, but it is really tough for me.
I'm with you. I've judged it twice now over the several years that thing's been going on, but it's always, I got to take a nap if I'm going to go to that one.
Yeah, definitely a disco nap before the event.
And then Project Dinner Table, really a local fundraising institution. It's been on hiatus for a few years. It is back on June 1st for its 31st event, which actually starts at the Nomad Hotel and then moves under the Bliss Dance statue at the park for a dinner supporting Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada. Info for that one is at projectdinnertable.com. Speaking of Park MGM, yet another new venue is set to open there in July. Mama Rabbit is going to be a mezcal and tequila bar created by the James Beard Award-winning Bricia Lopez from the Los Angeles Oaxacan restaurant Guelaguetza. I wonder if I got that one
right. I think you got that right. That sounds right to me.
Mama Rabbit is going to be right between Roy Choi's Best Friend restaurant and the On the Record nightclub at Park MGM, which is already a really kind of energized little section of that hotel. There's so many people that bounce between those two places. So to have this yet another cool place to drink at Park MGM in there is going to be a lot of fun, I think.
I was just there on Sunday, and it was crowded. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, that little section, but it's a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Park MGM has really turned into this great cocktail spot all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides, there's definitely great places to get a drink at Eataly. I mean, everybody talks about the food there and the different kind of the marketplace setup, but there's a bunch of bars in there, and they know what they're doing. And then you've got Juniper, mm-hmm. which is like a more gin-focused cocktail bar right off the casino. The sports bar place is a pretty fun place too. And then the Nomad Bar is amazing,
right,
cocktail-wise and food-wise. So.
And you have Bavette's Bar, which is
like
my favorite place.
Me too. How could I forget that one? Especially, that's another thing that you wrote about recently,
right,
is kind of the secret restaurants
secret
and
lounge.
Bars. Yeah, does the back bar at Bavette's have a name officially?
I don't think so. I think it's just called the Secret Lounge. I'm just calling it the Secret Lounge anyway. I don't think there's a name, but Bavette's definitely has some of the best whiskey-forward cocktails in that property.
That's one of my favorite places overall. A couple of times I've gone to that Secret Back Lounge at Bavette's after a show at Park Theater, and the band, members of the band were also back there.
Oh, really?
Which is good. So there's another celebrity sighting spot for you, too. One more little food and drink note, and don't have a lot of info about this, but the Excalibur is planning to open a new bar concept this fall on the casino floor, the big space where the Lynyrd Skynyrd barbecue restaurant used to be. And that was a long time ago that place was open, so it's been a vacant space for quite a while, and I guess they got something in mind for it finally, which is good.
I think you're probably going to see a lot of things happening there with the Raiders stadium, because that will be the closest.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. We talked about this a little bit last week too, when we talked about the new Cirque du Soleil show coming to the Luxor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about New York, Excalibur, Luxor, and Mandalay Bay are basically the closest things to the Raiders Stadium. So I think there's going to be a lot of change there in the next year or so to get ready for that football madness that's coming to Las Vegas.
Yep.
if you haven't enjoyed listening to us talk about Vegas food and restaurants, you should definitely check out the latest episode of the All the Vegas podcast, where me and Mark Chinook chat with Chef James Trees of Esther's Kitchen and the upcoming Ada's Restaurant at Tivoli Village. He's a native Las Vegan doing big things and making big plans, and we had a real fun conversation with him. You can listen to All the Vegas on Apple Podcasts, on the Las Vegas Weekly YouTube channel, or at allthevegas.com. Genevieve, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
Good luck and have fun at Uncork this weekend. I'll see you out there.
Definitely. Thank you.
On to some show news. Celestia, the original show created in that tent just outside the Strat, is finally opening this weekend on Saturday, May 11th. Originally slated to begin in January, the show has been pushed back a few times. Ironically, it was confused with another strip show in a tent, Fuerza Bruta, which opened and closed in 5 weeks over at the Excalibur before Celestia even held its first performance. But it sounds like a bit of a non-traditional variety show. There are acrobatics, aerial performances, music and dance, contortion, hand balancing, silk acts, illusion, and more. America's Got Talent alums Sergey and Sasha and the Sandow Trio are in it. It's going to play at 7 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, and at 7 and 9:30 p.m. Friday through Saturday. You can get some more info on that one at stratospherehotel.com. It seems like we've got a bit of a drag brunch boom going on. Chateau Nightclub at Paris, Las Vegas will debut the Stars and Stilettos brunch this Saturday, May 11th, and next week on May 18th. You can get some more info about that one at chateaunights.com. And then Drag Queen Cuisine will debut inside B-Side, the lounge at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay, on July 27th. Not a brunch, but it's, I guess, a drag dinner, playing at 5 and 7:30 p.m. those days. July 27th. And then they has two more dates in August. You can get some more info at houseofblues.com. And then ongoing at SLS is the Totally Outrageous Brunch Show, which has a lot of other stuff going on, comedy, music, but there's definitely some drag, too. It happens at the Sayers Club Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. What is taking over the Strip this week? Well, there are three big conventions. ServiceNow's Knowledge 2019 Con, which obviously is all about cloud computing and digital workflows, is expecting more than 20,000 attendees at the Venetian through Thursday. Meanwhile, the National Hardware Show continues at the Las Vegas Convention Center through Thursday with around 37,000 attendees. And Waste Expo 2019 is also at the Convention Center with 14,000. It's all about big machinery, equipment manufacturing, recycling companies, all that stuff. My one big show this week is Ariana Grande at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday night. This is her Sweetener tour. She just seems to keep getting bigger all the time. Her new album is doing really well. She's all over the radio, of course. She's at T-Mobile Saturday, and Normani, who has plenty of hits of her own, and Social House are the opening acts. For more weekend show and entertainment options, always head over to LasVegasSun.com every Friday and check out my Best Bets column. That's going to be it for this episode of The Sun on the Strip. You can always go back and listen to every episode available on Apple Podcasts or at lasvegassun.com/podcasts. Thanks again to Genevieve Durano, and thank you for listening. Catch you next week.